You're listening to Bridge the Gap Season 3, a podcast dedicated to inform, educate, and influence the future of housing and services for seniors. Powered by supporting partners NRC Health, One Day, TIS Insurance, Morrison Living, Argentum, The Bridge Group Construction, and Salinity. There's more about this podcast at btgvoice.com.
Welcome to Bridge the Gap podcast with Josh and Lucas and our producer, Sarah. You guys, if you're listening to this right now, you've got to go and watch on YouTube, Facebook, because we are recording from way up in the air in a hot air balloon, and I don't think this has ever been done.
I think it's a first, and we are in Palm Desert, just outside of Palm Springs, California. A beautiful sunrise behind us. So again, if you're just listening to this, and if you're just hearing that loud noise, that's actually the fires lighting to ignite this balloon and keep us up off the ground.
Sarah, whose idea was this?
So can we say that the idea became a reality like 48 hours ago from Josh Crisp?
Yes, from my living room, actually, in Knoxville, Tennessee. I group texted you all and said, hey, Palm Desert, hot air balloon, could we possibly podcast from there?
The man that's actually a little bit afraid of heights.
I am scared to death, but I'll tell you, it was high anxiety when we first took off. But while you're up here, you really just, your breath gets taken away at the beauty, and it's absolutely spectacular. This has always been on my bucket list, and so couldn't be happier to check it off with you today, buddy.
Yeah, Sarah, maybe we should, for the listeners right now that don't have time to watch a video, maybe we should describe the scene and the experience of takeoff and what we're seeing.
Gosh, it's pretty incredible. So we chose the sunrise balloon ride. So we met the crew in this open field. An absolutely beautiful balloon. Will, how large is this balloon? How large is this balloon?
It's 160,000 cubic feet.
160,000 cubic feet, says our balloonist. Our operator. It's absolutely beautiful. We've seen Palm Cove, just the most amazing sights of palm trees, coves of different, I don't even
date
know.
Like, trees. We're surrounded by mountains.
Yeah, it's a little bit chilly up in the air.
And off in the distance, even though it's nice temperature here, snow-capped mountains in the background. There's Big Bear Mountain, Will pointed out to us. And just the scenery is incredible. It really is.
Yeah. And so we decided in 2020 that this would be a new year. We have had so much feedback. We wanted to not only take it to a new level, but we've kind of jokingly said we're going to take this season to new heights. So for this episode, my goodness, we are literally in a hot air balloon taking this season to new heights.
Yeah, what a better way to kick off the conference season for 2020. We're outside.
Season 3.
That's right. Our Season 3 opener conference at ASHA. Mm-hmm. So happy to be here. Happy to be here with partners, right? And partners of what has made this possible. Our listeners, our fans, our followers have made this possible. So this is just the kickoff season. It really is. It's amazing.
So we're in a little basket. There's not very much room, but we do have Phil, our videographer, and we've got Steph from NRC. She is putting her fears aside and joining us with this. And we've got Cameron from One Day, holding the camera as he should be, the video app. These guys are awesome and up for any adventure, and a big part of helping make Season 3 reality.
Yeah, it's super awesome. So we have talked about, even when we kicked off the year with our first episode, that this is the year of, it's all about our listeners, all about those that follow us, that want the information. We're getting so much feedback. So we're crafting content around our listeners. We're adding bonus content, increased episodes this year. We can't wait to bring you. So, you know, as we were thinking of, like, how do we kick off the season? What better way to do that? And again, as we were Googling, we don't even know if there's been a podcast done from a hot air balloon. Maybe there has. I don't know.
Definitely not in senior living. We know that.
Yeah. Let's touch on that just a second. We've heard a ton of feedback, especially most recently, about this growing audience, which is maybe a younger crowd, maybe those coming out of college who are looking to the senior living industry as their first place of work. Can we just talk about how fun it really is I mean, Bridge the Gap has been a very specific and unique tool that we've been able to use, and a lot of companies and businesses have been able to use with their teams. But on the education side, for someone looking in, looking at Bridge the Gap, saying, oh my gosh, look at these guys in a hot air balloon. Let's just talk about how fun the industry is.
Well, it is a ton of fun. And the cool thing, as we've had opportunity to speak at some universities and things like that, is no matter what field of study you're in, whether you're in marketing, whether you're in the health field, whether you're in finance,
technology.
Just technology, human resources, you can find a career and a home in senior living. And there's so much career pathways and opportunities, and it is fun. You know, not every day in senior living you're going to find yourself in a hot air balloon, I'll be honest with you. But what more rewarding career? And as we know, we all have, you know, a purpose in life. And we all have unique talents and abilities and things we've been trained to do. And there's application for that in senior living. And it is a growing and a booming industry. And we need more workers. And so what a bright opportunity for young individuals, but also any age. To be honest with you, there's so many opportunities no matter what age you are. You may find yourself, you've retired, and you want to look for an opportunity to do something in senior living, and there's opportunities. So I just think it's great. We talk a lot about multi-generational living, but it's also multi-generational working. And so young and old, it's an awesome, I personally can't think of anything that you could do and be more rewarded for it.
Yeah. And it's hard work, but it's rewarding work. And so the year is 2020. Over the next 10 years, from 2020 to 2030, I think that this is going to be one of the most remarkable decades since probably the boom in the 90s that senior living has ever seen. I think that there is going to be disruption. I think there's going to be a lot of changes, and there's going to be a lot of things that are influencing those changes. And that's one of the reasons why we bring on the thought leadership that we have.
That's right. And we have big plans for this year. Let's talk a little bit about some of the things that we'll be sharing this year. We have an awesome lineup of guests. We talk about that all the time, but we have also taken a ton of feedback from our listeners who have said, we want to hear about this topic, or we want to hear from this person. Can we share a little bit about some of those plans and the topics and the resources that we're going to be able to provide this season?
Yeah, for sure. We've got a very big tour plan for this year. We're going to be heading out to the biggest conferences. We've partnered with all of them to help get some insider. We're going to be essentially a backstage pass to all of the keynote speakers to bring that thought leadership to our audience. And there's so many people that go to attend the conference, but they can't take in all of the information. And there's so many people that are in our audience that can't go to the conference. And we're going to bring that thought leadership directly to them.
Yeah. And one of the things I'm excited this year is we have developed and created with our thought leaders so much content, but a lot of it has been very big picture. Yeah. So this year we're going very deep and diving into some very specific topics with some of the industry's best professionals. And you know, the show that we have every Monday morning, I'm looking forward to bringing some additional bonus shows. We've heard that from our listeners that they want even more content. They want even more shows. So we're working extra hard this year to bring extra content.
That's right. And new people and new influencers in the business. And as we've said in our season opener, Sarah, is that we want to connect with our listeners on a deeper level because this season is really all about them.
It is. And, you know, pretty easy ways to do that. Obviously, social media. But we also have these new outlets and platforms to not only hear from our listeners, but also to engage them on contributing to providing resources and blogs and content and things that we can share as Bridge the Gap. So finding all of that information at btgvoice.com, obviously on social media, BTG Voice. And we have big plans this year. So we want to hear from the listeners and we want to share a lot more information.
Well, I have really personally enjoyed all of the different listeners and followers that have actually been emailing us and texting us and tweeting us and just all the different ways they're contacting us and telling us what they really enjoy, what they want more of, and actually already contributing. So there is a wealth of knowledge, and I've had two executive directors from communities just in the last week share information, and there's such rich information that these people have. And that's why our communities that these seniors, elders are living in are so blessed to have great leaders.
Yeah, and Josh, you've been in the business 15 plus years, and you've seen the culture shift. You've seen things change in the industry. Why do you think that this information is so important to get out and be freely accessible for everybody?
Well, you know, I mean, information and education is key, right, to growth. And I really think in the last 15 years that I've been in the space, we talked about this, you and I, a little bit last night, Lucas, there's kind of this passing of the mantle. Mm-hmm. Our industry is changing so much, and I'm seeing this young generation of young leaders that are extremely talented, great thought leaders, and the C-suite, the people that have built this industry that we respect so much, are now recognizing that, you know, it's all about mentorship and it's about grooming the next generation of leadership. So I think our platform, with the collaboration of our listeners and our guests, are really going to help lead the way to share the information, to coordinate with one another, to actually rally together to bring our industry together to meet the actually a lot of challenges, mm-hmm. a lot of opportunities as we move into the 2020s. Yeah,
right. Exactly. I mean, technology is booming in the space. Culture shift is booming in the space. Training, retention, recruiting, analytics, human resources, surveys, like all of these things are big key influencers to positive outcomes. And it's interesting to see where that's going to go over the next number of years.
It really is. And you touched on a lot of points. And I think a lot of times, even with our partner with NRC, they talk about human understanding a lot.
And I think that's one of the things that we can learn when we collaborate together and with our partners, is better understand each other, better understand our industry, and better understand how to meet the needs that are growing.
Well, and it's, you know, we talk about it a lot. It's those love stories. Josh, you talk about it a lot. Sarah, has that been part of your experience of entering the space, is learning and hearing and seeing those love stories that's kind of captivated you?
It has totally captivated me. And, you know, it's the love stories that have changed not only my perception of the industry, but their real life people, their real life residents, their real life stories, and the things that are happening. And yes, there are challenges and struggles, as with any job and as with any industry. But yeah, it's totally the love stories. It's the videos, it's the photos, it's the memories that are being created. Truly it has brought not only a passion, but really just an eye-opening experience. And I hope that a lot more people can see that maybe even aren't in the industry. Mm-hmm. They can see that from the outside. And then obviously those who are serving in the industry can totally see it as they're living it.
I think that's part of the common thread that you've mentioned so many times, is the love stories, that really all the people in the business, as they've encountered the residents and the staff that are really head down working, putting their hearts into this work, you learn and hear about this stuff, and there's no other industry even comes close.
No, there's not. And, you know, one of the exciting things that we've had the opportunity to do as we're going out into the communities is encourage the community to recognize the love stories. They're working so hard every day. And what we've learned is they're working so hard and producing so many great stories of success that oftentimes they don't even acknowledge themselves as that. And so we like to pat them on the back and tell them what a good job they're doing, and help share those love stories, because we know that our industry has the ability to meet the challenges of an aging population, and we're excited to help with that.
And it's a lot of fun, and I can see that we're actually about to land, so we probably ought to land the show as well. What a great idea, Josh. So glad that our partners are being able to experience this with us. It's just going to be a great season, and we want to connect with our listeners on a deeper level. I think it's going to be an amazing year.
It is. Congratulations to you guys. We have a lot more to bring this season, and what a way to kick it off.
Awesome. And thank you for listening to another great episode of Bridge the Gap.
Join the BTG podcast team at Argentum May 18th through the 20th and use our promo code BTGSLEC for $100 off a full conference pass. See you in Tampa. Visit btgvoice.com for more details.